Bye. Right, let's kick this one off with football. Richards Bay FC took KZN honours as they eased past Durban City 3-1 in the Carling Knockout Cup to secure a spot in the semi-finals. And despite being down 1-0 in the first half, the Tile Rich boys made their mark late in the second half thanks to a shot on target by Knox Mutizwa to level proceedings and send the game into extra time. Bulelo Nomengula then put the Mhlathuzi side in the lead before Lundi Mahala sealed the win when he netted his shot in the final minute of extra time. In the CAF Champions League, Orlando Pirates bowed out of the competition following a painful penalty shootout defeat to the DRC Saint Eloi Lupopo. Now, despite the 3-0 win, which made the aggregate 3-all across the two legs, the Sea Robbers lost 5-4 in the shootout. There was drama after the first goal, which saw an altercation break out. Lupopo's Dio Mercy Amale headbutted Pirates Masindi Nemtajela in the face, resulting in red cards. Buccaneers boss Adisalam Odau believes his side adjusted well despite what seemed to be a bad call from the referee.
Yeah, you're right. It changed our game plan. But we had quickly with my staff to adapt, and we adapt well because we were able to score goals after. I never spoke about the referees, and I don't want.
Mamelodi Sundowns head into their second phase of the qualifying round with a 5-1 lead over Remo Stars. They'll face at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then in cricket news, the Proteas women will face England in the first semi-final of the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup on Wednesday in Guwahati. Now, this comes after South Africa were bowled out for just 97 and went down to Australia by 7 wickets in their final round-robin match in Indoor yesterday. Now leg spinner Alana King starred for the Aussies with stunning figures of 7 for 18, while Laura Volvaart top scored for South Africa with 31. And then over to rugby to close. The Hollybet Sharks earned full points to break their drought in the United Rugby Championship with a 29-19 win against the Scarlets at Kings Park last night. John Smith guided the Durban side out of the woods with a penalty in the 63rd minute in a turnaround for the Sharks. They went into the halftime break leading 19-14, but Scarlets wing Tom Rogers bounced back through a soft Sharks defence in the second half to level the points. But Springbok captain Sia Khaleesi opened a breakthrough when he charged for the Welsh side's line to add